and get rid of this goddamn car.
You're gay.
Rogan Podcast, check it out. The Joe Rogan dick sucking show of the fucking century. I'm gay.
So I'm an expert on
skulls. Jamie, pull up those photos of Destiny sucking cock. Jamie, I want to see that streamer Destiny sucking cock.
Yeah, so this streamer gets caught sucking cock. Wasn't he vehemently against it? I saw a meme where he was like joking about sucking dick. Now, how's it going? And it's a photo of him sucking cock.
Yeah, I don't,
something like that.
I didn't really look into it too much. I just saw like a couple memes.
Why is this news? Of course, a streamer sucking cock. What else do you think he's doing with his lips?
I don't know.
Providing quality fucking entertainment? No. Right. He's sucking the cum out of some dude's balls. That's what I thought streamer was, the cum stream.
Right.
Obviously.
Did I send you the fucking...
Playing Baldur's Gate. You're fucking blowing loads and dudes.
I might have sent it to J-Man. I did.
There's chloride in the water. There's cum in my mouth.
No, I didn't save it. Okay. Doesn't matter. It was just him sucking the dick, but it was funny.
Why
it was
you
funny.
Send that to him and not
it
me?
Was fucking funny.
Let me see.
Oh, I sent him this. It's a meme. You can fucking read it if you want. Or you can explain it to the audience.
Okay.
Because this is audio format only currently.
Right. Wow, a furry is mad at the CEO for banning penis roids.
Yeah.
And he's fatally shot, and now it's a big black buff guy laughing.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
But it's also the iFunny. It's got an iFunny fucking watermark on it.
That is pretty funny. Isn't and iFunny
then they
dead?
Tagged iFunny too, which is awesome.
Dude, I guess iFunny had like a currency that... Like, they literally experimented, and it ended up like the Germans in World War I.
Right.
Where the currency just got so fucking overblown. And my ex has, like, 3 trillion of it.
Dude, yeah, no, I saw your fucking ex's account at one point. Like,
dude, she, like, broke iPhone.
She was like, check out my art. And it was like, okay, here's your art. And then, like, her fucking horrible fucking, like, sense of humor. Mm-hmm. But then it was like, she had, like, fucking... 20 million in fucking funny coin or whatever the fuck their like microtransaction currency is.
Yeah.
What, like, I don't even understand what
the fuck iFunny is. Because they had to shut down the currency, but they let everyone keep the coins. Or what they did is they went into the shop, and because inflation got so bad,
right,
they had to adjust the prices of everything. There was literally like inflation going on with the iFunny coin.
That's retarded. That's straight up fucking retarded.
It was kind of similar to Reddit coins. You know that? Reddit gold?
Yeah.
You know? But thankfully that economy hasn't collapsed yet. We would be in deep shit if
we'd be in doggy doo doo.
We'd be in deep shit if r/politics couldn't receive the most gold ever for being like, Donald Trump is bad. This bad man is doing bad things.
Right.
Send him gold. So yeah, streamers are gay, and I don't support that.
I fucking can't stand streamers. They're literally... I just explained... I was just on a rant. I was on like a fucking 3-hour rant.
Yeah.
I should have saved half of it for the show, but who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? This is... We're void posting.
It's good enough to hear again.
Yeah. But streamers are just fucking... Like, I legit think that they're just cockroaches of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
I seriously think they are just... cockroaches of anything creative.
Yeah, get the raid Shadow Legends, that is. It's
raid
unstreamable.
Shadow Legends sucking dick for money on stream. My name is Destiny. Okay, whatever. But yeah, I can't stand streamers. So what, this guy sucked dick? Who cares? A million people suck dick
again
every day.
I thought that's
it's okay.
What they all
it's
did.
Okay. He's a fucking fag. Who gives a shit?
No. I mean, I've never been the guy to watch streams. I usually get bored. I usually need
it's nauseum. It's fucking nauseum.
It's a flood of nothing content.
I don't understand how people have the time of day or fucking willingly put that shit on. I don't understand how people put this show on.
No. I mean, no. Don't say that. This is good stuff. This is good stuff. We shit on everyone and
you're
can't
right,
take
you're
anything.
Right. This is good shit.
Yeah, it's the best.
This is quality. No,
You know, I mean, you know, when you go into the fucking the supermarket and you got the organic and then the regular stuff.
Right.
I hate that. I go for regular vegetables. I never buy the organic shit. They're charging you $14 for a bell pepper.
There's no difference. Like, I'm pretty sure there is no difference between organic and like normal vegetables. The only difference is they're like,
yeah,
we washed it after we sprayed pesticides on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we just water.
It. Right.
It's organic.
I think you're paying a lot for the sticker. I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, they got cooler
Although
stickers
their
on.
Carrots
they
are
have
look
cooler
nicer.
They do have cooler stickers on the organic vegetables at the fucking produce market.
Mm-hmm.
At the grocery store.
Very trendy. I like how that was supposed to be an analogy.
If they had organic fucking tomatoes with a, I don't know, like a fucking Fred Durst like sticker, like a collectible Fred Durst sticker on it. I'd buy them. Who gives a shit?
You would just steal the sticker?
Well, I'm buying tomatoes. I'm going to opt out. I'm going to get the tomatoes anyways.
You buy tomatoes?
Yeah, I buy tomatoes.
Okay. I'm trying to follow along.
But buy the tomato with the cool Fred Durst. I get why people get psy-opted into buying the actual, like, the organic tomato to get psy-opted into shit.
Organic eggs, what the fuck? What are they spraying pesticides on the eggs? Leave them alone.
They're injecting testosterone into the chickens.
Yeah. They are doing some fucking weird hormone shit with the chickens. Yeah. Most of the organic shit is bullshit. Unless it's beef. If it's beef, you can taste it and it's very good. And I'll pay extra for it. If I'm wealthy, which I'm not, so I don't.
Right. There was this dude, speaking of like fucking, we're getting conspiratorial this episode. Speaking of like fucking factory farming and shit, mm-hmm. There was this dude that I follow on Instagram I think he said it's like a dog food like processing plant, but it's still fucking horrible and disgusting.
Mm.
Like, it's just like fucking truckloads of like dead pigs.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, that just come into this factory. Ooh. And they just dump them out of the fucking back of the truck, and he's just pushing them around with a fucking bulldozer.
God.
He's just like, and just like shoveling them into the doors of the factory.
You've showed me those videos. There's
they've got the conveyor belts of like organs and shit just running overhead, and they're fucking falling off and trails of fucking guts. And then they've got like these, you know, those big cube fucking water containers,
mm-hmm.
just full of like blood.
Pig's blood.
Yeah.
Dude, it's straight up like a Doom level. It's a level from Doom.
Yeah, they've got like this grinder that like pushes all the fucking meat down this like hallway, essentially, is what it looks like.
Oof.
And just splitting it at the end.
Jesus.
And just grinding it into like a paste.
What a job. Who the fuck works there?
Dude, at
Sick
a dog
people.
Food plant?
Yeah.
Dude.
Sick people that
I
have
bet,
paid a
I
lot
bet
of money.
I bet you're into some freaky sexual shit.
That's the least.
You're
of
so desensitized.
No, you know what? Maybe. I mean, maybe they're like, it's the opposite. Maybe they're like the most vanilla people. They just come, they go to work and see horror every day.
Yeah.
They come home, they're like, I just want to kiss my wife on the lips.
Nah,
once.
Like, you will fucking drive yourself insane if you look at like how food is made in this country. It's insane.
Well, it's funny. I heard that like we're the only country where we look at documentaries once a year and like, what? That's how it's made? What the? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Every country's
every,
in the
like,
loop.
Every election cycle, we just go, oh, that's how they make Cheez-Its with fucking dead babies?
Yeah. We're the only ones shocked by how they do it. You go to Europe, they're like, yeah, they have to strangle the chicken and fuck it in the ass before they sell it to you at the
they
supermarket.
They have
they're
to
like,
humanely
yeah.
fucking bleed the chicken out and.
Yeah, of course animals
whatever.
Are killed for food. What are you, a fucking child? Americans are like, oh, what? Because all we eat is fucking Doritos. Doritos don't come from an animal. We don't know. We don't know that we can eat animals.
What are
you see an animal,
about?
You're like, I want to pet
talking
that.
About?
No,
I thought,
you kill it and eat it.
I thought Doritos came from cows. They got a Dorito cow.
Yeah, which, I mean,
just
cheese.
Like, just like a like strawberry milk, it comes from a pink cow, right?
Right, I was told that lie.
I that's what I always knew, thought in school. That's what the public school system taught me, is that strawberry milk comes from strawberry cows.
I.
What the fuck is a strawberry? All I know is strawberry cows exist.
Yeah.
What
the
fuck
is
a strawberry?
The only fruit that we eat is in milk. Yeah, my mom lied to me about that, and that's why I'm not a lawyer today. I'm on a fucking radio show.
Right.
But yeah, no. Again, episode 38 of why Americans are fucking retarded.
Episode zero sponsors.
Did you know that they put chemicals in the food? Yeah, what did do you fucking know? Live under a rock? Are you Patrick fucking Starr? Of course.
Horse,
the people that are trying to, you know, make sure the food is safe are actually putting more chemicals in the food? Yeah. What are we, guys, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about when everything's already out in the open? When everything.
It's going to dissolve into us just talking about, like, our buttholes. Every podcast is going to turn into a show talking about, like, hemorrhoids. Like, oh, I got hemorrhoids today. Like,
Health issues.
I've got health issues and hemorrhoids and, you know, I need to just drink my insurer and move on with my day and forget about doing anything ever.
Yeah, because we'll talk about our health issues for 3 hours, but we can't talk about what caused it because those are actually the sponsors of the show.
Yeah, we're sponsored by the CIA.
Yeah, we're sponsored by this, you know. Yeah, fuck. Good Lord. Good Lord.
Sponsored by the CIA.
No, because everyone was like, oh, yeah, you know, with the internet, it seems like all the rugs are getting pulled out from everyone trying to hurt us. It's like, yeah, they don't really care if we know or not. They don't care if we know.
Yeah.
In fact, it's they want you to know.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. Fuck Spotify. Honestly, fuck Spotify.
Yeah. No.
Because I had the Spotify car thing in my car, and they discontinued it on December 9th, I think.
Really? So it doesn't work anymore?
Doesn't fucking work. But I did spend all fucking night. I spent all fucking night on the
dark web.
On the Spotify support page, talking to some retard who fucking, like, you know, just didn't have any of my information, even though. They should have my information.
They sold it already.
They sold it all to fucking, I don't know, some Taiwanese, like, ladyboy sex slave. Who gives a shit?
Sure.
Sorry,
I can't pull up your account info.
But
we sold it.
You know, because there's this whole thing with the CEO of United Healthcare getting shot. I was getting frustrated with just how long this process was taking and how fucking dumb... Like, any support thing was, I was getting ready to strap up and fucking go play some music in an office somewhere.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the CEO.
The Spotify CEO. Yeah.
But
he...
But anyways, bring back the fucking car thing and everything will be cool.
I don't understand how they're like, yeah, you bought this product. It's actually not going
to
work.
Yeah, no, I said that to the guy, and he immediately gave me my $37.27 back.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. They actually gave it to you back?
Yeah, I got a refund, and I still had the device.
Well, because it doesn't work anymore.
No, it's garbage.
It's like you buy a pocket. Garbage. It's like you buy a pocket pussy, and after 3 years, it knives come out of it.
Right.
They're like, sorry, it doesn't work. We don't have the people to update the firmware.
No,
to
it's
keep
just.
The knives
I was just expecting. I was also just expecting, like, okay, like, we're gonna give you a ship. I was like, it doesn't matter or equate to anything. Like giving people a shipping label to send it back in so they can recycle it or anything. It's just like not cost efficient, I guess.
For what?
The returning the Spotify car thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they give you your money back.
Throw it in the ocean.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's what they said. They're like, throw it in the fucking ocean. It's useless. It's e-waste. Go fuck yourself. You know what? Jerk off with the thing for all I fucking care. Wrap the cord that it came with around your fucking neck and kill yourself.
So you actually did get the refund, though.
I did get the fucking refund.
Well, that's good. I actually expected them to just be like, no, fuck everybody.
They were at first, but then everyone made a fucking stink about it. And they're like, all right, we're going to at least give people their fucking money back.
You will owe nothing and be always
Listen, it doesn't fucking matter because, like, they just, you know, they can make all that money that they spent on the car thing back in. Subscriptions, like, in like the matter of a year and a half.
No, they already made it back.
Yeah, they already made it
back. By the time this podcast started, they already made all that money
back. By the time they discontinued the fucking thing, between when they sold it and discontinued, they made all the money back.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck was their long game with that device? They thought it was going to be in everyone's car?
No, it was for
people without a newer car.
This is just me ranting about fucking stupid shit now. Which
I'm
every episode is, but no, it was like for older cars that don't have like either Bluetooth connectivity or like a onboard like newer system, like stereo system that has like, you know, all the hands-free.
So their clientele was a bunch of people who A, didn't have the money to replace their system or were too stupid to replace the one they had.
Right.
That's like what, 15 people? And you're one of them.
Yeah. Well, I got it at a discount.
They should have told you that. I'm mad that they gave you the money.
It originally came out, like, you know, it was like $90 when it released. And then it was like fucking, what, like, you could get it for like 25. They were like, all right, there's like a sale. We're doing a sale. And then they were like, after a year of like, you know, them doing the sale, they were like, we're actually discontinuing it on this date. Fuck? So get fucked.
I'm mad that they gave you the money back. They should have. You should have contacted customer service. They'd be like, "You're a fucking idiot for buying this in the first place."
Can I speak to your CEO?
You're a fucking idiot.
But on the CEO note, fucking that Luigi guy, the guy who killed the fucking United Healthcare guy,
the garlic monkey.
Yeah, fucking. He's a fucking. He's like what, a Penn State kid, a rich Italian Penn State kid.
But, rich, young, attracted, educated.
Right. But I guess there was a lot of shit that like is starting to come out about the guy, which I kind of was like waiting for before I really wanted to say anything about it. But
why was he like a freak in the sheets?
No. I think he graduated from Penn State. There was this like fake manifesto going around about him that like was not true at all. He didn't write it at all. They found the real manifesto because, like the fake one was like there was speculation of like in it, like if my mom has like some sort of fucking neurological degenerative disease or some fucking retarded shit.
That
was his motivation, but that's not true at all. It was just like he had like some severe like back injury that like fucked him up for life. I guess like he like couldn't like have sex because of like the injury, like it was draining him of all his fucking energy.
Oh,
and like he was just getting denied services
because
his healthcare provider like didn't want to pay for it.
Dude.
And so he was like, fuck this.
An involuntary incel?
Kinda, yeah.
Which is an oxymoron. Or no, that's that's a tautology, actually.
Right.
An involuntary incel.
But no, the whole thing's fucking crazy. Because, like, it's like, whoa, like, everyone was like, why? He's just some fucking rich kid. Like, what the fuck? Like, this isn't adding up. What's going on? And
Wait, really? That's what people are fucking stupid.
Yeah, people. And then, like, it was also funny watching retards fucking try to pin the blame. Like, the left being like, oh, he's your guy. And the right being like, oh, no, he's your guy. No, he's America's guy.
No, he's he's a fucking founding father.
But yeah, no, like his lawyer is kind of sick. His lawyer seems like a pretty fucking good lawyer. He's a quirky little fucking like dude.
He just won't answer a question to save his life. He just pleads the fifth for journalists. He's not even arrested.
Pretty much. I think he hit him with some line like, if you're gonna report it, make sure it's right or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Some shit like that.
Well, that's helpful.
Which I think he nabbed from 45th president of the United States.
If you're going to report something, make sure it's right.
Yeah.
Well,
like, if don't just fucking run around and, like, essentially what he was saying was, like, don't run around and just make shit up.
Hey, stop calling out people's scams. What do you think is going on here?
But, no.
Dredging up random shit and posting it online is 90% of the economy now.
Fuck the news. Who gives a shit? If you watch the news, you're retarded. Anyways, speaking of watching the news.
Yeah, you went on a news binge this past week.
But yeah, this video came out.
Wait, I want to go back on something. People were confused that they were like, he just hurt his back and he had to do medical paperwork.
Was like some confusion on like the manifesto that came out. Which like it was, because there was a fake one and then the real one came out. And it was like he had some fucking like thing with his back.
Sure.
So, like, he was fucking getting denied care. That's why he fucking enacted this whole thing out.
I get that. For it to be able to justify killing the guy, all he had to do was do one piece of paperwork from the medical institution. The fact that people are like, oh, that's not enough to kill him. Dude, I almost burned my fucking urgent care to the ground because they're like, get the fuck out of here, you
imbecile.
Dude,
it's horrible.
In fact, the one that fucked me over, the urgent care, just closed down. Yeah. It's over. I saw the nurses walking out, waddling their fat fucking asses out of the place, and I screamed at them. It was nice. Felt good. Fuck
but,
you.
But no, it's crazy. Like, regional urgent yes, care. He killed a man. Who gives a shit? Like you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard some dude was like, if you're going to talk about this, you need to fucking, I don't remember who it was, but he was like, if you're going to talk about this, you need to have a and bot to the conversation. Yes, he murdered a guy, but and bot. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
It was some dumb argument like that. I was like, okay, whatever. Who gives a shit?
Sure.
The unanimous decision
is that he's a baller.
Is that he's a baller.
He's a baller. He's a high roller. He's kind of cool.
And to back and that up, to back
I hope
that shit
he
up,
kills me next.
No, to back that shit up, I have this fucking clip I want to show you.
America has spoken. Because
it was fucking funny as hell.
The votes are in. Luigi gets off. I actually kind of want to talk about the logistics of his court case with you after you show me this video.
Right. But there was there was this reporter from News Nation. He was outside like a prison or a jail or whatever, and he was like reporting about like Luigi's fucking arrest and whatever, and the inmates inside.
Free Luigi! This was just from a few hours ago, and
this
here
awesome.
They are, 10 o'clock as promised. They said earlier today, tell Ashley Banfield that Luigi is watching at 10 o'clock. I mean, obviously, you know, that's just a hard roast at this point because they're not near Luigi in any way.
Can I just ask the guys then, like, if they can hear me right now to answer yes or no very loud?
And then they start screaming
does
at this
Luigi
guy.
Does Luigi have like television in his single cell?
No.
No. Unreal. They said no, right?
This
obviously,
is fucking
we have
awesome.
A little bit of a delay, but they're getting.
And that's,
yeah, they're getting the questions, and they're giving us the answers. So Luigi
it.
Does not have. Wow, this
wow.
is quite
but
something.
Yeah,
this is the like, strangest interview I've ever conducted.
But
I mean, the telephone game.
They're just like, these conditions suck. Free him! Like, look at all this shit, like from the fucking the prison.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
And, like, I was showing my boss today. He was like, this is fucking wild. This is fucking wild.
Dude, going through, I mean, two newscasters and fucking the inmates on the TV. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The fucking, you know, telephone game.
Yeah. How but everybody's like, this guy's so hot. I'm like, he's fucking.
He's pretty fuckable.
He's Italian.
He's pretty fuckable. He's Italian. Okay. I'm most shocked.
He's a fucking lasagna.
I'm less shocked that he killed someone. I'm less shocked that he made a gun. And I'm less shocked that he's Italian. What I'm surprised at is that he got accepted into a college institution. Given his ethnicity. Specifically.
Dude, the Italians have changed, bro. It's not like how it was once upon a time when I first got here.
No, no. They're very dumb people. No, they're very dumb people. They're okay, one of the
yeah. Speaking of like a group of people that we hate, you hate the Italians.
I really don't.
You really don't like Italians.
They're dumb. They're like weird people. They have small minds. They process the world in very small terms.
All they know is pasta and linguine.
They're very like, oh, the family values. What you do? What
are you doing? You're breaking up the sketty. You're breaking the sketty
insecure
noodles.
Insecure.
Why are you breaking the sketty?
Silly
noodles?
People.
No, the reason why you don't like them is because you love food. Their entire culture revolves around food.
They make the best food, but I'm not gonna like the reason why Fauci sucks so much is because he was an Italian.
No, Fauci.
He needs
sucks
to go in the back and make fucking meatballs. He can't advise the country on what to do with
he's
the
like,
epidemic.
He's like, I don't know what medicine is. All I do is inject marinara sauce into
vitamin
my
vitamin D. You gotta just put the meatball in your fucking ass. What the?
Hey, bada bing, bada boom. The AIDS epidemic. Whoops, I fucked that one up.
Yeah, yeah. You know the metrics for COVID didn't come in. Fluid ounces, so right. He couldn't understand it. It couldn't. It wasn't semolina or pasta. It was, you know, COVID deaths and response times. Whatever. Here's the thing I wanted to talk about was finding a jury for this trial.
Oh, dude, that was something I heard. Like,
how do you think that's going to happen?
That was, because I know he got arrested in the state of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So they were having, they're going to have a court session on extraditing him to New York.
Okay.
But the thing that I heard that, like, people are like, he needs to do is have, like, a jury session, like, in the courtroom.
Sure.
Like, there needs to be a jury.
I mean, it's a pretty high-level criminal case. There probably will be.
Right.
I'm curious to see if they can find anyone unbiased.
No,
in
yeah, exactly.
Jury, because exactly. I think it'll be pretty fucking difficult.
That's like an argument that I've been hearing a lot. Is like, it's going to be difficult.
I don't care how Italian you are, and by Italian I mean retarded. You don't like health insurance,
right?
I don't care how fucking dumb you are.
I don't care how fucking retarded you are, but if you can't find no fucking health insurance, you fucking. You're retarded for not liking the guy.
I don't think it's going to matter how small-brained you are. No one likes health insurance companies.
So what? You come to me on the day of my health insurance CEO's death. You come to me on the day of my health insurance CEO's death.
You come to me on the day my deductible expires.
Bothering me about my nephew killing the guy.
Mm. Actually, I think I got a good one.
You come to me on the day my deductible expires. With an application on PrEP.
You come to me on the day of my AIDS medicine running out. About my nephew killing a CEO.
Damn.
You come to me on the day of my balls inflating because my herpes medication expired and I took it anyways. And I need a doctor.
It'd be funny.
Starts becoming Jewish.
Yeah.
I am a Jewish Italian. I need a doctor for my meatballs.
You know what would be a funny article? It's like, there's an epidemic of Italian Americans taking PrEP despite not engaging in any anal activity. And then they interview one. It's like, yeah, I heard fucking AIDS was like contagious through the air or something. They're all just taking PrEP because they're scared of the gays.
Yeah, I heard it's like the flu. You get it through the air. You get the HIV through the AIR.
And it's not that they're like sitting on fucking dildos that it's named Tony Soprano.
Yeah, they're sitting. Know? They're just sitting on fucking like a large panay.
A giant penne. A big block of mozzarella.
I put a whole lasagna in my butthole.
So I take PrEP. My wife started recommending I take PrEP.
Lobster mac and cheese is a sin. That's why I stuff it up my ass.
Yeah, so anyway, they're not going to be able to find a fucking jury that's unbiased. I'll be shocked. What if he gets nullified? What if the jury nullification is enacted where they're like, he's guilty, but he doesn't deserve a punishment, which is very hard to pull off.
Right, yeah, and I think that's what everyone's hoping for.
It's very unlikely, but I kind of want to think it's real, that it could
kind of it'd kind of be awesome if he just godfathers his way out of this, whatever that means. He just sits there with his lawyer, and he's like,
listen, Yada. I had a little bit too much spaghetti for dinner last night before I shot the guy. I wasn't thinking clearly. I had the pasta brain fog. You know?
Right. Right.
There was too many carbs in my system. I couldn't think straightly. I plead insanity.
Well, you know, Ma's cooking is so exceptional that... just got me fired up.
Listen, I plead insanity, Your Honor, because the spaghetti made me go crazy.
I plead insanity, Your Honor. Your honkers are making me crazy.
Your Honor, why did I have to get a judge with such huge fucking tits?
Oh, my gosh. What if they get a hot-ass judge and he's just being a pig throughout the whole trial? Yeah. I feel like that'd be cool. You know what I'd love to see is that if they do some crazy shit during the trial, like the defense, his attorney pulls out, he's like, he has a twin brother.
Right.
And his twin brother actually did it.
He actually has a twin brother named Mario. He's got a twin brother named Mario.
I would love
And that's why he got arrested in the McDonald's, because he thought that the M
on the McDonald's stood for Mario.
Ma, I
so
got the worst fucking
So that's where he thought his brother
world.
Was going to be, but he he ran into some guy named Ronald instead. And, you know, Your Honor, like, he got confused. There was a little bit of a sexual misconduct going on. And then he got snitched on. No, Ronald molested him. He thought he was pretty sexy. Everyone's been saying his boy's pretty sexy. I think he's pretty ugly, Your Honor. Don't you say that he's fucking ugly.
Yeah, just kangaroo court. I'd love a kangaroo court.
So yeah, just fucking totally fucking do that shit.
We get him on the podcast. He's like, I have the worst fucking lawyer on the whole planet.
Dude, okay, imagine he gets off. Imagine this guy gets off. Do you think he's going to end up on Call Me Daddy? Call Her Daddy? Call Her Daddy podcast?
Oh, yeah. But right afterwards, he's getting fucking inaugurated. He's going to be like, he's going to be a part of Trump's cabinet if he gets off.
Right. He's going to be.
Dude, what if Trump pardons him?
I was thinking that today. I was thinking, okay, what if, like, you know, because after he gets, inaugurated or whatever, and, like, there's another January 6th incident. He's just like, I don't see anything wrong with this guy. I think this guy did a greater service to the American people because he's going to be helping out Robert F. Kennedy.
Mm.
He's going to be on the Board of Health.
You know what? You know what might be fucking equally as funny but way more realistic? What if he hires him as a Secret Service agent? What if he pardons him and he's like, all right, you're going to come into the Secret Service agency. You're going to protect me. How crazy would that be?
Right, right.
That would be that might actually happen. That's pretty realistic, I feel.
Just
God,
bringing
if
him into the Secret Service.
Dude, there's a petition out there to pardon him, right? I like how we are culturally in America. We're like,
everyone's fucking. Who gives a shit?
We're fucked.
Who gives a shit? The country's gone to shit. Our grandparents, like the country our grandparents built or whatever, has gone to shit. Who cares? World War II's not real. but
oh, yeah. A lot of
there was talk of like him being eligible for bail in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but then he kills he gets out on bail and then kills the person who gave him the bail. He kills the CEO of the bail bond company.
Right.
Oh, what, more paperwork? What more paperwork I gotta do?
Hold on, I'm setting something up.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm setting something up. Take my fucking phone, you little
monkey ass.
You fucking stupid.
We over here. It's so funny. You fucking you trampled over the point I was making to fucking say nothing, and then to go on your phone. It was just fascinating.
No, I was gonna see if I could get somebody to call in.
Ooh, who you? All right, never mind.
It doesn't matter.
Another compromised individual. I'll promise you that. It's definitely my ex-girlfriend. That'd be awesome. What if I got her on the show, and then she could just like cry and then scream at me.
Yeah, she could just be like, you need to buy my art.
Yeah.
Be like, bitch,
well, she has
all
stuff
your arts,
to plug.
All your arts and... Yeah, it's fucking her ass.
She was a good fuck. She wasn't. She didn't say anything. She was like silent the whole time.
She's a dead fish?
Yeah, kind of. That sucks, it's dude. Okay. You know, listen. Some dogs need to be trained more than others. So to speak.
fuck. But yeah, I don't know. That whole thing is.
No, I mean, you know that what sucks is there's no like
pretty gay.
There's no comedic way to say that what he did was wrong.
He's not guilty, dude. He's been hanging out with us the entire time.
Yeah.
Your brother kinda looks like him.
Yeah, he kinda does.
Your brother kinda looks like even though you
he
guys are
posted,
fucking
he
Polish.
He should have posted a picture online. He's like, bro, guys, I did it.
I should take a photo with your brother. Like, just we won't tell him anything.
Ooh.
I'll fucking stand there with him and just be like, we'll look like we're having a good time. And then I'll post it and be like, free Luigi. He did nothing wrong. He's been living with me for the past 6 months.
We got Luigi out on bail. We got him on the podcast. We could do a podcast promo with our fucking. That would be kind of funny. So, yeah.
Oh, shit.
The Toctua girl is in hot water.
Oh, yeah, dude. Jeez.
Crypto scam.
This is kind of just the hits episode.
Which I'm actually upset at. I don't think she deserves jail time.
I think she deserves a bolt gun.
I think you're a hack little bitch.
You know what?
You're against you're against a girl making some fuck scamming people?
I'll come out of the closet. I'm the Hawk to a girl's biggest fan.
I'm glad to hear that.
I'm the Hawk to a girl's biggest fan.
So you think that this is wrongful charges?
Yeah, I'm gonna get her on the show, dude. People. I'm gonna get her on the show.
I hope so. No, we're in favor of the Hawk to a girl because you know that's the greatest way to make
get your bag, girl.
We live in the
whatever.
Greatest country in the world. You have to make a joke about sucking a cock to get anywhere in the entertainment industry, which is better than what it used to be. Because back in the day, you had to literally suck a cock,
a
milky
yeah.
cock. Now you just joke about it, and you get a fucking.
What does that
show
mean?
Deal.
What does that mean? A milky cock?
One that's already covered in cum, obviously.
Pulled it out from fucking your ass, and then. Like you have to suck the cum off of it.
Again,
with
the thing about the entertainment industry is that there's mystery around it. When I say milky cock, I don't mean literally. It's the aura.
S'mores flavored dick.
Well, because problem is
the shit and cum.
We found out what the cock looks like, and it's fucking green. Okay, it's not very romantic.
Yeah.
Milky cock is romance, and it's.
I guess you're right.
So yeah, now you
Milky does sound romanticized.
So yeah, I'm in favor of her bilking a bunch of fucking retards because I'm under the impression that anyone that buys Bitcoin is an idiot, except our good Jewish friend. He has actually got a decent amount in it. And he's made money.
Yeah,
but it's rare. It's rare that people buy into shit and it turns out well. You know, most people get bilked. And then picking on this one Hawk Tua chick seems a little wrong, you know? There's a lot of people online scamming people out of Bitcoin and coming up with their own fucking coins. In fact, the biggest one is a part of, you know, the new administration now. So I don't know if that's very fucking...
Dogecoin, dude.
Yeah, I mean, new agencies are being made out of cryptocurrency. I don't think it's wrong. I think wrong to nail her to the cross.
I was going to say something. I had something, but I fucking forgot it. Have you used the Twitter Spaces thing at all?
What even is Twitter?
Twitter is gay. That's what it is.
It's their version of a treehouse.
What the fuck Clubhouse. Is this? This is a... This one, this Twitter Spaces is called Coming Back to Back. Marketing digital creators. I'm assuming it's just a bunch of OnlyFans
I'd love
people.
To come on a back.
Should we? Okay. Should it be this be the thing we start doing for like a week?
Joining these? And shit posting,
I just get on the pod, just start fucking.
Join one looks fun.
I'm gonna use the actual podcast account because fuck my life.
Join one about cryptocurrency.
There's so many. There's so many
on crypto.
Yeah.
Oh man, join one that has.
Oh, that's tomorrow. Oh, these. Okay, live. What did you get done this week?
What are the twins? What are the twins that were related to the Facebook movie?
The Winklevoss twins?
Yeah, find the Winklevoss twins. We'll give them a call. We'll start talking about fucking crypto.
Join the one that says this is a safe space. What are they?
Yeah, let's threaten to do some fucked up shit in one of these.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to invade your space and say that you're a man, actually. that's terrorism in my book. Yeah, why is this guy getting fucking thrown around
there,
as a terrorist?
Should we? Okay, there's some.
When you can call someone.
Should we
man.
Join the coming back to back one?
Do it. See what happens. Can we talk in it?
I think I have to request it.
You request it. Request. I say I have important news on the.
What are these retards talking about?
Did you say
recognized it in AVN? That shit is fly.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Can you say the message? Request say Bitcoin is at 200,000. Can I talk?
That ain't buying their awards. Like it need to be another company that award creators that's not buying their awards.
What
companies that's not buying their awards? Because the AVN, XBiz, all that shit, a lot of them awards get bought. These niggas. Is
what is this bitch talking about?
All right, he just dropped an N bomb. This isn't very.
Putting in the work from the bottom up, you're never gonna win.
There's not a lot of room to be an asshole here. He already dropped an N bomb.
Wait, so the numbers, so voting for people don't be legit.
It don't matter. It don't matter who you vote for. Just like in the real world, it don't matter who we vote for. They going by the Electoral College.
Politics.
It don't matter who you vote for. They already know.
Like, with money. Man, I'm going to start saying that. I'm gonna just when someone starts
but
saying
I do want to give Renoir her flowers because she was a black performer to get the Adult Performer of the Year for AVN. So whatever they did for her, I'm glad that they pushed whatever buttons
what the
for
fuck?
Them.
Okay, fuck them.
Yeah.
Memes After Dark, what the fuck?
Dude, no, see, that's too close to what we're trying to do. Are we getting anyone on the show?
No. This is the people we're getting on the show.
Okay. All right. I want to start.
This one's called Pub Chat. I guess it's just a bunch of retards in here doing nothing.
Wow, that sounds like us.
Yeah, dude.
And if y'all have not been through the confirmation process, these meetings are just part of it.
What?
Wait till you get to
the hearing.
Why does
it sound more professional than the other one?
That's a blood sport in and of itself, I'm telling you.
What?
It is more negative information coming at us fast and furious. So what are we going to be doing? Talking about drones and...
Oh,
you know,
okay. I see what they're doing. They're like sharing...
Right, Kay? They'll have a UFO. I said it. If Twitter villain around here...
Dude,
there's
how do
a
people
UFO
spend
their
time? This is so crazy.
Right. Yeah, no. Dude, shoot. I think I'm going to just start joining Twitter spaces and being a fucking a verbal terrorist.
Anyway, didn't we have a point? Didn't we have a point we were making?
I don't know.
We got completely
crypto's
derailed.
Gay. Crypto's gay.
Sure. Yeah. What's the other fucking thing that's big news? Oh. RFK still hasn't been appointed yet. That's still up in the air, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yes. So I don't know if you still have money on that.
I have nothing on anything anymore. Gambling is a sin, and I don't condone it.
Jesus. Jesus, that's so sad. So sad.
I'm just kidding. I fucking lost the house. I lost the fucking house in Cancun, dude.
Dude, actually, one of my coworkers, he's just like, man, I bet my whole fucking paycheck on the Lakers.
Oh my god.
I'm like, dude, what?
No, sports betting is retarded. I really think sports betting.
I literally went to him on payday. I was like, hey, how you doing? What happened? He's like, don't even.
If you're gonna gamble,
to
do it right, like a man, and fucking
hit the slots.
Yeah, hit the fucking slots or fucking put it all on black on roulette.
Yeah, yeah.
Roulette.
That's not manly.
Roulette.
That's just rich.
Roulette.
What's manly is doing going to poker, blackjack.
Right.
Because the odds are, you know, more in your favor. It's a thinking man's game right there. I've been playing a shit ton of dice poker.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's actually pretty fun. Especially because it's fucking rigged because it's in a game. It's bullshit. I'm playing The Witcher 1, and I keep getting my ass fucked by mean people. Mean, racist people.
Did you hear about the drone shit?
You just shoot it down. I don't know if people are freaking
out
about it.
Well, it's not one. It's like multiple or whatever.
I know. Fucking shoot them down. We literally go across into the desert and shoot kids in the mouth because they know something. Why can't we shoot it down?
That's true.
It's over our own soil. Who gives a fuck? Nuke it.
Blow it out of the fucking sky.
Yeah, people are like, oh, but what if it's like Chinese and we go to war with them?
Don't but put like, shit out. The thing is, like, I think it's just like, it's got to be like American, so, like, shit, because it's got the FAA lights on it, you know, that every fucking plane has.
Oh, so it's regulation?
Yeah, it's in regulation,
oh,
but
that's
like,
awesome.
The government just hasn't come out and said anything about it, and everyone's like,
there are drones above my house. They're going to see my penis while I'm taking a shower and having sex with a child. Yeah. Meanwhile, every person in the family is online chronically and having all their shit stolen.
Right.
Anyway.
Who cares? But like, it's just funny. Like they were saying that they might be Iranian drones and all this shit. And people
shit.
Are like, it's UFOs. I'm like,
they
oh my god,
invented fire.
I'm like, I can't believe the Iranians are fucking sending UFOs over here, dude.
The biggest
anyways,
mind
who gives
rot.
A fuck?
I mean, you want to talk about mind
who
rot.
A fuck?
That's
who
such
cares?
A,
it's a national security threat.
It
whatever.
Was seriously the lamest story on the news the entire week. Every time I open my phone, they're like, the drones. No, who cares?
Right.
You know, I'm the drones. I'm broke. That seems to be a more pressing issue.
Right.
I'm broke as shit. Yeah, no, scrap it and then give all the money to every American. those drones got to be worth $20 million. Shoot them down, scrap it, and then, you know, sell the scrap and, you know, bam, Bob's your fucking uncle. Dean's your uncle.
Dean's your uncle, he's sucking cock.
Damn, you played footsies with me? What the fucking...
You played footsies with me,
sir. Get
your
fucking feet out of here, dude.
Damn, I can't believe our feet touched.
That's fucking gay.
That's so gay. That's
fucking gay, dude.
So what the fuck are we talking about? Nothing. Jack Shitticus. We got robbed.
Yeah, we got robbed.
Our good friend J-Stain came in and stole all our equipment. No, so he can film, you know, so he can film streamers sucking off black dudes.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he's making.
Dude, what
he's,
if
he's funding the show doing that, by the way. No. That's how we're getting funds for this show. He's going out there with my equipment, renting my equipment. And then sucking cock on the street. And
no, he's not doing it. He's just recording. No, you know, Destiny.
That's true.
Sucking dick.
He's recording Destiny.
Wow, that's a good angle. Wow, ooh, wow, wow.
No,
all 7 inches.
I have like a psyop going on. A psyop going on right now.
Very good.
I sent him to Dallas.
Kennedy again.
He's out. Fucking. Shooting video for some rappers, but I did send him with a.
Okay, not all black dudes are rappers. All right, man, come on.
They're not all black rappers.
That's good.
Half of them are Mexican. But anyways,
that needs to be over. All right? There's only one rapper, and his name is Kendrick Lamar.
No, there's only one rapper, and his name's Kanye West.
He's not a rapper. He's a whapper.
Yeah, Jay-Z fucking got he's got allegations of, like, fucking a 13-year-old or whatever against him. Anyways, moving on, unimportant.
I like your choice of words, fucking rather than raping. It's interesting. No, I'm kidding.
It doesn't matter. It's the same fucking thing.
You fucked lots of women, Keegan. What do you mean it's the same thing? What do you mean? Let's get into this. What do you mean it's the same thing?
Well, with the thing with that
there's allegations that he raped a 13-year-old girl. Okay, all right.
I was just saying it doesn't matter what word I use.
Boom, boom, boom.
13 is bad.
13
is bad. You go, 13, obviously rape.
Yeah, it's
obviously
inferred.
Rape. I don't need to fucking be like, he raped. Guys, he raped. Guys, guess what? I'm going to say rape 12 more times.
Before
so
you
get, you understand, rape. You know, like, I don't need to do that.
Jay-Z's doing some weird shit.
But anyway,
fuck
Jay-Z. He's a fucking pedophile.
Shit. What is he doing?
Listen. Anyone huge near Hollywood in the entertainment industry, just automatically assume that they're a pedophile.
What's weird is I didn't even think black people could be pedophiles until 6 months ago. I didn't even know that was real.
You thought it was a myth?
No, not a myth. Like, you never
heard. You thought it was an urban legend?
No, whenever you see, like, you know, you a BuzzFeed article, like, look at this creeper. It's never a black guy. It's
right,
always some scraggly white.
It's just,
guy.
You thought it was a motherfucking urban legend, dog.
Yeah. Black pedophiles.
Yeah, you thought it was an urban legend. That shit, urban legend.
Yeah,
Justin's out. I fucking gave him a little side project to do for us.
Justin's out. Javen's in. Talking about
so if you're,
consent.
If you're in Dallas and you're listening to this, you got fucking psyoped, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, if you just, live in Dallas.
We actually work for the CIA. This is all a CIA operation.
I wish. I'd have
No, they don't pay us. We're freelancers.
I don't want to work for the CIA no more. I don't want to do that shit no more, man.
Yeah, so
CIA broke his shit.
I sent him out with a little task for us to do.
If we see him,
and if he doesn't do it,
if he comes out, you got to be careful with what you say. If there's a newspaper in Dallas that goes like "President killed," and there's a picture of him in the newspaper, we are in deep shit. All right. We sent him.
They gave him MK Ultra drugs, and he ends up killing. President.
He sold like MDMA, and like, you know, he starts tripping.
Holy
balls.
Shit, dude!
We sent him to spread the word. So to
yeah,
speak.
He does something to the president in Minecraft.
Spread the word.
It's such a fucking. I hate that meme. I hate.
That's
I hate,
a really gay meme.
I hate the internet and memes and.
You know what? That should be replaced with, killing the president in New York, because apparently everyone will be on your side regardless.
Right. Everybody from the NY.
You won't get in trouble for saying that's good.
Everyone from the NY are real YNs.
No, that killed that meme. Oh, they'll do this in Minecraft. No, you can just say that. That's cool. No one's going to get mad at you for saying that Hillary should be killed.
Right. It's freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. Freedom of speech. I'm not saying it will happen. I'm saying that it would be favorable. Ooh, Nancy Pelosi, hospitalized.
Oh, I did see that. She her tits got too big and she fell over.
Dude, I mean, they're very massive. They're very massive. It's caused her to lose balance.
You know, that's where she's putting all her money, dude. That's where all the money's going. It's into her tits. Literally, if someone just like cut her tits open, like a fucking a fentanyl addict looking for drugs inside of a pinata, you would find all of Pelosi's money.
Right.
You would find it in her massive fucking 80-year-old tits.
Yeah. I mean, funny to think that they don't have to pay anything for healthcare. They really should be forced to deal with the same healthcare that we do. I think that's horseshit. Or get everyone on their healthcare.
I mean, private health insurance should just cover what standard health insurance does. Mm-hmm. Or ultimately, just get rid of fucking private insurance altogether because it's a fucking scam.
Right.
It's a fucking scam.
It's just funny that she won't have to deal with that at all.
Right.
It's already covered, and she's already insanely wealthy. It's just
and her
hilarious.
Tits are fucking huge still.
And they're fucking massive, and
it's
they're
just
saggy.
All full of fucking, it's and all full of quarters. Saggy. It's all full of fucking, like, the quarters made out of silver.
Head by Nancy Pelosi? Ew.
They were all, what, all those silver quarters are, like, made in 1964? Yeah, that's where all those went. They went inside of her tits like a piggy bank.
Yeah. Pinching pennies.
Her nipples are just two coin slots. That's
pinching pennies, more like rubbing Nancy Pelosi's areolas, or whatever they're called.
It is slits, where the money goes,
or whatever the nipples is called.
I don't know.
Areolas.
She's gonna like all these people that we hate.
I smiled.
Politics are gonna die soon.
I smiled when I saw that.
I know. I had a chuckle at work. I was like.
Ooh, damn. A free seat.
Oh, damn, man. Dude. But, you know, that's going to fucking suck for all the crypto bros that have the Nancy Pelosi tracker who are trying to fucking...
A lot of my friends have gotten rich.
They're going to be like, no, fuck, dude.
Hey, according to Nancy Pelosi...
Our cash cow is gone.
Can I quote her? Insider trading is very lucrative. And a lot of my friends have made money off of it. Most of my friends are insider trading because they just copy what she does.
Right. Right.
Just kidding. They're all retards who bought shit coins. Like
yeah, I spent all my money on...
I've never... You know what, though? Yeah?
I spent all my money on Pokemon cards.
That's sweet. I've never... You know, honestly, when I think about how happy I've been throughout my life, one of the happiest I've ever been is telling every single one of my friends that crypto is super dumb and you shouldn't do it. And they told me, no, you're an idiot. Fuck off. No. And then they all collectively lost like $300.
Oh, yeah. No, that's why it's funny to tell people to just fucking blow all your money on crypto.
The smile.
Don't open a Roth IRA. That's dumb. That's retarded. Don't get a 401k. What the fuck are you doing? Put it all into Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
No, in fact, put it all into the Pepe dollar or whatever the fuck.
Don't pay for your kids' food. Put it in Bitcoin.
Fuck, dude, you don't need to pay fucking health insurance. Put it all into fucking Bitcoin.
Rent? Have you heard of Doge? Yeah, exactly.
The coin or the government branch? The branch of government?
I don't know. What can you put money in and you get what you want? Both. I'm going to kill myself.
That's what I said about...
No problem. We can do later. We can do Sunday. Maybe Sunday would work better.
What, bowling?
Are we supposed to
go bowling?
Is gay.
Do I have to go bowling?
And I'm trans.
I hate this. I hate that.
We have to do stuff.
We have friends that are like, hey, let's go bowling.
Let's go do normal stuff. Hey, why don't you just come over and we can rant about the government? What the fuck is
like
going on?
Fucking every normal American citizen.
Sure, that's fine.
Yeah, our hobby is... talking about how Nancy Pelosi's tits are going to explode and, like, the fucking the financial deficit that our country's in is going to disappear.
Oh, yeah. That'd be funny if she dies and then immediately gets halved.
Her tits, like, you know, remember that scene in one of the Harry Potter movies where, like, the aunt comes by and she, like, inflates?
Yeah.
And, like, flies away?
Yeah.
And she's going to do that. Her tits are going to do that. They're going to inflate, but they're going to pop, and it's just going to be, like, confetti at the end of a concert. It's just fucking the money just raining from the sky.
Wow.
just raining from
it's all the money
sky.
She siphoned from Social Security payments.
Yeah,
of all
but
Americans.
It's all gonna be fake money.
I was
because,
there.
Her tits are fake.
Are they?
I don't know. I don't care. Why are we talking about an old? Why? Listen,
who's jacking off
listen,
to Nancy?
Why are we talking about an old lady's tits?
Because they're full of money, and I like money.
I got rent to pay.
I got rent to pay. I want quarters. Actually, you know what's funny? Me and my brother were joking around. We're like, all right, we need a new rating system for women, like men to women, because you can't rate them. Usually, it'll just end up in fighting, and you can't be like, oh, I'd fuck that. Oh, I wouldn't fuck that, because that's too broad.
Right.
The scale shouldn't be hot or not. It should be bustability. Kind of like...
how hard they make you come?
Kind of... yeah, exactly. Because most women will make you come. It's bustability.
No, all women...
kind of like earthquake scales.
All women will make you come.
But how thick is that load?
Right.
Right. So the bustability of X, Y, or Z chick. You know?
Yeah, is it on like an X, Y axis? Kind of like the...
like
the
graph.
Like the hot, crazy scale from How I Met Your Mother or whatever.
That's very accurate, but it has the con of being kind of complicated. You need paper. We need something that like two coworkers could be like. Bustability is like, whoa.
What? It takes a council to fucking determine if like you're going to dump a load in a chick or what?
No, just because no. Well, if you rate it like hot or not, because everyone has different definitions of hot or
right.
cute or pretty.
What's
bustability?
Attractive.
Exactly. There's a lot of controversy with that. There's a lot of infighting. It needs to be bustability.
So. What? But this is fucking retarded because, you know, it's like, I don't know. I hate like coming up with things like that because it's like everyone's different. Like everyone's like different on like a huge scale like that. Like I don't know. I guess I could compare that to like someone's
what's
like
chick? What's
someone's
that?
Like fucking social media feed. Mm. Everybody's shit's different. Everybody likes different shit. So.
No, yeah, but bustability is more uniform than hot.
Right.
I would argue. So, like, that chick from Two Broke Girls, what's her name?
Kat Dennings.
Yeah. What's the hot rating on her?
For me?
For you.
Like, solid 9.5.
Sure. Mine's more like a 7, 8. But right. bustability, that's a 9. That's a 9.
Oh, yeah.
Me.
That's a solid 9.
Oh, yeah.
That's a solid 10 for
See?
Me.
See? We're closer. We're more equal. It's bustability.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I see where you're going. So, on that note, Nancy Pelosi, what's her bustability?
Oh, man. I mean, I want to go on vacation this year, so.
10 out of 10.
10. Yeah.
Bull scales.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Bull
I
scales.
Go to I like Cancun as much as the next guy.
Now, are like, okay, so if it's like, you know, you've got the two sides of it, is it like a, because you know how there's like the scales of justice? Is it like that?
Try to keep
more,
it balanced.
More even the scales are.
So a 5 is like a mega bust?
Yeah. The more even the scales are, the more cum you produce
I don't know.
And how hard it is.
Well, what's the other side of bustability? Happiness, love in the relationship? I don't know. Because there's some busted ass bitches out there that deserve a 0 bustability. So I think that works on its own.
She ends up in the busted. Ability
yeah,
category.
Is it, yes, yes. Is it busted or bustability?
Yeah.
I mean...
go figure. I guess... know? Dude, you're a fucking a genius.
Listen,
you're like
dude.
You're like a fucking...
you jack off every day. You need a fucking
dude,
way to organize your life.
I think you're like a brain genius of some sort. You like a fucking like... oh my God, dude. You like made me look at porn differently. I'm jerking off different. I'm trying to freak down in the bathroom when I'm rubbing and tugging on my shit in the shower all different. Like
yeah,
you show me that exactly. Bitches they got they motherfucking busted and bustability qualities. Mm. The more equilibrium there are between the two of them
sure.
bitches on the scales of cum,
on the scales of cum.
Makes me realize I need a bitch that's in the middle.
Mm.
Make me realize I need a bitch that's different, like.
Right.
Know what I'm saying?
No, I do. Listen, and, you know, this chick at work that I'm kind of crushing on, I don't know if... Because I don't think she's very hot.
Right. But imagine. I'm going to cut you off for a second.
All right, go
imagine
for
a pimp explaining that to you on the street.
Mm. The busted, the bustability of a bitch. This is why all my bitches are slightly ugly. They're number five, but like the more busted they are, I don't want them. They gotta be on that level.
Yeah,
they gotta come into the back of the pimp mobile and sit on the casting seat, and I gotta they gotta prove to me that they got the equilibrium.
Mm.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I know exactly what would happen.
Just a pimp explaining this to you.
If a pimp did this,
talking about his
stolen by wiggers and then adapted to white women, and it would be all over the country,
right?
Because it's me saying it.
You know, fucking, you'd have guys like, fucking Andrew Tate and Andrew Schultz.
Definitely would stick my dick in that. It's me, Andrew Tate. Definitely would fuck that ham sandwich.
Definitely would have sex with that ham sandwich.
Definitely.
Definitely. Definitely.
Definitely. I like counting the number of nipples on a one.
That's a top G spot. Top G spot.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Definitely invest. Definitely fuck that bitch.
Definitely not a human trafficker. I'm definitely not a pimp of some sort.
Andrew Tate, what's your favorite habit? Definitely. Definitely counting my money.
Definitely.
Definitely counting
it. I love to pay chess.
Andrew Tate, what's your favorite chess piece?
The pawn.
Definitely,
it's bald like
definitely
me.
The pawn.
It's bald like me. Definitely
bald
the pawn.
Like me.
Definitely the pawn. I see myself in the pawn. Because I'm working my way up to become the king. I'm definitely the pawn. I got the head like the pawn. Now, definitely the pawn is the most important piece. I am the most important piece. The king isn't shit, but I am the king. I am the pawn. I'm bald like the pawn.
I protect the king.
What you're not getting is that definitely I like to smoke cigars and traffic women. But the pawn is definitely me. Because everybody thinks that I'm the king, but I'm actually the pawn.
Exactly.
Definitely.
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 It's pretty good. That's a great fucking little Andrew Tate segment there.
But, like, people don't realize the king is actually the pawn. We are all the pawn. You need to rise up and definitely, definitely shave your head. Definitely. Hair is bullshit. Shave your head.
Hair's keep.
Fuck women. Shave your head. Play chess.
And then fuck women.
Be the pawn. Get played.
Get played. Oh, fuck, dude. Definitely. Can we get him on the show?
Yeah, just call him up. He's like, you guys are fucking f***ing.
Definitely, definitely.
Definitely, you guys are fucking jeez, man. That's fucking that's crazy, dog. That's crazy.
We get Justin and him on the show at the same time. He's like, that is not a white man. Definitely, definitely a boop.
Definitely. No.
Oh, my gosh. If we caught him being racist as fuck on our show, holy shit, man. I mean, that'd be the interview moment, you know?
Right, right.
That's fucking great.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Smoke cigars. Have sex with women that you've bought and sold. Be the pawn who is the king, but get played.
Wow.
I ordered pizza.
Definitely. Definitely mushrooms definitely on the pizza.
Definitely. Wow. No psychedelics on the pizza. Definitely. Definitely. By the way, I ordered pizza.
Name of the podcast. Definitely. Definitely. Definitely bustable.
Luigi, bustable or not?
Fucking hell.
Definitely. Definitely gonna have sex with a woman.
Definitely bisexual. Andrew.
Definitely, her bustability is equilibrium.
He's gotta be a little
this
bi.
Pimp that I stole this idea from.
Mm.
I stole it, and I'm going to bust.
Because that tone you're making right now is like mansplaining, right?
Right.
That point, him admitting to committing a crime in that tone is like, I'm gonna justify why this had to be done.
You have to justify why you are gay.
having sex in Romania is illegal. Gay people are illegal. I'm having gay sex. You have to understand that I play chess. I'm the pawn. I get played. But I have gay sex, which is illegal. Who gives a shit? I'm the king. I ordered pizza. Ping pong pizza. Ping pong looks like my head. I'm gay.
Dude.
Bustability. My bustability. Rate it? You can't. Because I'm equal. I'm the biggest buster.
It's so schizophrenic.
I need to start doing more schizophrenic rants.
He's on that secondary, what's that YouTube equivalent called? The one that's got a bunch of fucking weirdos on it?
I don't know.
There's another one that's uncensored, right? And there's Andrew Tate. He has a full channel.
There's fucking Rumble.
Yeah, Rumble. He's got a big following on Rumble.
Should we get on Rumble? Should we get the show on Rumble?
I would love to. Dude, should we post on the... Holy shit, what if we get big on Rumble?
Oh, my God.
Get big on Rumble?
Oh, my God.
Uncensored? This guy... let us know in the comments if you want to see an uncensored
Yeah, email
the
show at...
completelycompod@gmail.com.
I think that's it.
And yeah. That one's it. And then send us your dick, first and foremost.
Or another thing you can do before I fucking end this. You can suck my dick sideways like a fucking, like a retard eating a burrito.
Yeah, if you're a hot chick that wants to come on the show, please.
You can call in and leave a voicemail on the show at 702-763-8182. And I'll listen to your voicemail and call you a fucking faggot.
Yeah, leave a voicemail at that number. What's the number again?
Fucking...
Give it on. You got to go in like a voice reader. Hit that shit up. Give us a call at...
I'll let you hit that shit real quick.
Yeah? Ooh, I'd love to hear it. You need to give us a call. If you want to give us your thoughts or, you know, have us something to reply to, give us a call at 702-763-8182.
How funny would it be if I just, like, don't listen to anything? You
know? I repeat, that is the barcode on my wrist right now.
That is the number that is printed onto my wrist. I had that number printed onto my wrist in 1940.
Yeah, if you...
The year my father
if
was...
If you want some wicked porn recommendations, follow me on Reddit. It's Absolute Wank. No.
It's Jerkmasters27.
Yeah, follow my Pornhub account. We could be buddies. I'm gonna look at my porn account info. And you guys can follow me on that. I've got some cool playlists.
Oh, dude, we should post the fucking. We should do the meme of posting the show to Pornhub.
Yeah, you know what they did?
Two retards have gay sex for 30 episodes.
What if we got big on that, dude?
It's just a bunch of fucking dudes like mid wank or like they're having the post like the post nut clarity and they're just looking at like the recommended underneath that.
Yeah,
they're like, I think I'm ready for round two. It's just us being retarded and it says two fucking gay retards,
two straight guys sucking cock. That's
two straight guys sucking cock and turning into gay retards.
Oh, if we only posted on Pornhub gay, it's like a different site.
We just get a bunch of like fucking like it'd be awesome if we get like an audience of like old Stonewall gay dudes.
Oh, dude, that would be cool. I'm a fan of those guys. Just you know, I'm a fan.
Yeah, shout out.
They're like,
guys.
What COVID? What? Fuck you. I don't care about that.
What are you talking about?
I'm fucking gay and living my best
transgender.
Life. Yeah, they're just built in.
There's
fuck
only
all
two
the time.
Kinds of genitalia. Dicks and pussy, and I don't like pussy. You
I don't
fucking
like one of them. I don't like one of them. You can guess which one.
You can guess, sweetheart.
You can guess, sweetheart.
Listen, sweetheart, you can
there's cocks and pussies. You can guess which one I like.
Listen, there's two types of genitalia, cock and pussy. You can guess.
There are definitely two types of genitalia.
Definitely, definitely.
Guess which one I like. Definitely.
There's two types of genitalia. Men and pussy. Men are the entire penis. Women are meant to be... I'm Andrew Tate, and men are meant to use women. Why? Because they're weaker and inferior. Also, I'm gay, and I'm having sex in Romania. I ordered pizza.
fuck. Oh, fuck. America's back. Italians are back. Tate is back. We're back.
Andrew Taint.
Andrew Taintus.
The gay alternate reality of Andrew Tate.
I hired him to kill that CEO.
He's from Earth 30.
On Earth 30?
He's from Earth 30. Andrew Taint.
Taint. He's
Taint. He's gay.
He's the bizarro version.
I'm trafficking men to have sex with in Romania. What you don't understand is that... Do that forever. What you don't understand is that women are inferior, and that's why I have sex with men. Because... Men are powerful, and I want to be around power. I want to be the most powerful one in the room. I'm here to dominate. And women are too weak.
I can see him being like, he's super gay, but just a top. Just a super, like, he's never been fucked.
I'll never forget, I'll end it here, but I'll never forget your brother saying, Andrew Tate was made for me.
That was a beautiful moment.
And we both looked at him, and we hit him with the black guy pause.
Hey, yo, pause.
Hey, pause. Pause.
Exactly.
Well, what did you say? Pause.
I think that's a great way to end it. Pause.
No, the best way to end this is a gay Romanian happy ending, but I'm not going to get that because one, I'm not gay, and two, I'm not in Romania, and three, I ordered pizza.
Correct. You're almost bald.
No, I'm going to shave my head.
Oh. You should be the gay Andrew Tate.
I thought...
You could be the gay
Andrew Tate. I'm not going to lie. I had a moment where I was like, do I just do it once? Just buzz my fucking head and see how weird my fucking skull is? And
I think you could probably rock it. You actually look like Trump in your shadow there. I'm going to take... Hold on. Stay right there. Look at me. Yeah.
I've got a lot of gag.
Yeah, that's Trump. Your shadow right now is Trump. That's kind of awesome.
No.
You need a little more fluff in the front. But that back. Oh, you know what? That's Bill Clinton. That's Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with those
men. Yeah, you did.
I did not play saxophone inside another man's ass. That did not
That was
happen.
A creative choice.
It was an artistic thing I did on live television. I did not have sex with a man on live television while he blew my saxophone.
All right, guys. Call, follow, fuck off.
I didn't tell him to follow on anything.
Follow me on Pornhub.
I mean, there's the Instagram and the Twitter. That's really all I have set up.
That's cool.
It's the name of the show.
I didn't mean follow on social media. I mean follow our life advice.
Like it's the Bible. Spend all your money on fucking crypto. Become Andrew Tate. You know. Who cares?
Scam the American.
Who cares?
Get your dollars in.
Who cares? This country's a casino. Gamble it all away. You're supposed to gamble it all away. And have lots of gay sex.